Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about your things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, Janine, and let's talk truth. Hey, let's talk truth, straight from me to you. Hey, no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand. Why not a just power and it's on the man.
Good evening, everyone. This is Lois Bullock, your host of Let's Talk Truth, and we're here after being on a long hiatus, but we're back, and we're here to really sort of enjoy each other, explore different ideas, things that may or may not help us, and hopefully everything we talk about is going to help us in some way. I'd like to put this out there before I go any further. These shows, it's called Let's Talk Truth, and we're not here to try and preach to you, but we do know that if we are going to talk truth and to arrive at truth, it has to line up with the Word of God. So if you understand that, then we know that we are on top of things, and everything is going to be lined up with the Word of God. So that's what we want to do. We want to line everything up with the Word of God. And we have a caller on the line, and I want the caller to know that you are on the line. So when we get to this point where everyone, we're able to talk, we want everybody to pitch in. Today we're going to talk about effective communication. And I kind of want to bring up a little bit because this world is so full of different things that's going on. People don't communicate very well. And if you'll notice that everything that we do, people have road rage now. It's rage in the grocery stores. It's rage everywhere you go. It's rage even in the church, even in the body of Christ, among the saints of God. There's rage in everything. And this has to do with lack of communication. Now, just one word, but what do you think contributes to this lack of communication in today's society?
Okay, so I'm going to go first. So I'm just going to say it's one basic thing. In order to communicate, you have to be able to talk as well as listen. And all of us, we listen to reply. We don't listen to understand. Because you have two people or a group of people with different views. I'm not saying everybody is right, but you have to see where another person is coming from. You have to listen to understand who they are versus just saying, no, I know I'm right, and that's it, that's the end of it, and listen to reply to what they're saying or tell them how wrong they are. We don't listen to understand anybody. We just listen to get our point across, and it's selfishness, that's why.
So this can be attributed, though, to one factor in particular, the absence of God. You know, if God is in everything, God teaches us to be quick to listen, slow to speak.
it teaches us how to listen to one another and how to understand. But it seems like, to me, everybody has a platform. Everybody wants to be seen nowadays. That's why we have different people running for different offices. You're not running for this office, or you don't want to be in this position to actually help someone. You want to get in that position so you can be seen. And this is...
Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, but that's so horrible. That,
but there's everybody. Everybody wants to be revered for something, or known for something, or loved for something, or known for something. So what about, you know, just doing something because you're good at it, or because that's what God calls you to do, or because, let's even say God, it's something you love to, actually love to do, or something that you are into that will help another person. Most of us get into things because of it, you know, makes us excel. It puts us above other people, or we all want the title, but we don't want the work to go along with it. That's in all things. Brother, sister, mama,
but it's boy, it's wherever God is boy. Because, you know, one thing that God really want us to do in the Bible is, he said, let the greatest among you become the least. And we don't want to humble ourselves. We don't want to humble ourselves. There are so many deaths that have occurred because people, number one, don't communicate. They have a lack of understanding in relationship, personal relationship, whether it's siblings, parents, all of these things. Any of the relationships that you have, spouses, girlfriend, boyfriend, the miscommunication is the reason there's a breakdown in the world, period. It's a miscommunication. And this is why it's so important. Do you know the Bible has a cure for everything? And what does he say? What does the Bible teach us? It says, in all thy getting, get what? An understanding. That's the only way communication is just like math. We look at math and we have to learn, what is it? Reading with comprehension, doing math, being able to comprehend what we see, comprehend formulas. That's the same way it is with communication. You have to learn how to comprehend. Well, and in order to comprehend, you have got to set yourself down and let the righteousness of God stand up.
Well, the majority of the world, when it says communication, anybody will accept anything good you feel. If I say, you know, the whole Oprah thing, you get a car. Everybody, ooh, girl, I'm going to get a car. But if you say, you know what, this about you is really not what that is. Don't try to tell me about myself. Nobody's perfect. Everybody can tend to fix something.
You understand.
But no one wants to hear that. That's why communication is shut down. Communication is a two-way street. Like, we use the phone to speak to other people. As long as you have your phone up against your ear, if there's no one on the other line, you're not communicating with anyone. But if you are talking to someone else, that is two lines going both ways, one coming from one end, one coming from the other end, you're meeting somewhere in the middle. That's how you communicate.
And then one thing that I don't think people really understand about communication is not to discern who's right or wrong. It's to bring about a resolution to a situation. Everything is to bring about a resolution to a particular situation. And we often attack our communication, or people, we often attack it because we want it heard, I want to be this, I want to be that. And this is where there's a breakdown in the communication. There is truly a breakdown. So when we, you know, we're going to get around to the nitty-gritty and understand what truly communication is, it will help us both professionally as well as personally. Now, let me ask you this.
do you believe that? And caller, you can, oh, I think our caller is gone. But anyway, do you believe that communication is emotionally driven? Do we communicate because of our emotions?
We communicate because of our emotions, or we non-communicate because of our emotions. It depends on who you are. Some people are more vocal. You know, their emotions get involved. They become more passionate with their speaking. I'm guilty of that. I'm very passionate when I speak. You know, I feel strongly about what I'm talking about. But you have some people who are like, I'm not going to say another word. I'm sort of, like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm done. I have nothing else to say about it. So you keep talking how you want to. I'm sorry.
Okay. And at the top of the show, I really did welcome our guests. We have in our studio, we have Rena Mitchell in our studio. We have Shannon Goodspeed. We have Courtney Goodspeed. And we have Landon Goodspeed. And we have Lauren Mitchell. And we have J.R. Mitchell. All of these people are in our studio. And, you know, we just thank you for being in the studio.
You're absolutely welcome. You know, hey, by the way, caller, you know, if you want to get in on these subjects, when you hear this after it's being broadcast, feel free. She provides the email at the end of the show. Feel free to send in suggestions for topics. Call in and discuss it. Let's be adults about it. Let's talk about those things that are considered taboo, the things that you're afraid to talk about. You know, we want to hear everybody's thoughts. This is a platform for you to get your voice out there or on topics that you may not necessarily, you're afraid to talk about at your church, or you're afraid to ask one of the sisters in the church, since most of the people who call in are from the church, or if you don't even go to church at all and it's something you want to know, you call in or send an email saying, hey, you know what, let's do a random drawing once a month, you know, with a subject. You guys, come on, just, you know, talk about it. Let's be vocal about these things. If we want a change to happen in our world, it starts with us, again, with this subject here, communication. And if we're just sitting back letting one person talk, or sitting back letting another person's ideals be met, we'll be jumping on everybody's bandwagon. So, you know, send the email to the letstalktruth333@gmail.com. Call in on the show. Talking, your voice is important. Your views need to be heard. So if you want to do that, feel free, please. Just, you know, call in. It's a family-oriented thing. It's nothing formal. Just call in. We can talk about it.
And I'm glad you said that. And I'm going to say this, and as a host, I'm going to say this, and I know y'all can – let me give you our email. It's letstalktruth, letstalktruth333@gmail.com. Now that's Let's Talk Truth, and not, without the apostrophe in let, it's letstalktruth333@gmail.com. Now that I have that out there to let y'all know, you know, you can feel free to send me an email, shoot me down if you want to. But I want to ask you a question. This is called effective communication. And I think the reason we're talking about effective communication is because when you communicate, it gives you the opportunity to be heard. And I'm going to tell you something that I can't get ready for. And this has to do with the whole, you know, race wars and all the things that's going on. Who came up with the slogan to stay woke?
It's a colloquialism for example.
Why not say stay away?
So, well, let me explain to you why. So again, effective communication. So
yes.
Everything, let me explain to you, everything in life has a gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's successful has some sort of gimmick. Mm-hmm. You can look at Hollywood, sports. Whoever it is has some sort of gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain to you why you say stay woke. Stay awake is not going to capture the mind of most people that are 40 and under. You have to get a catchy, you know, phrase, something that will make them aware of consciousness. Because if you
that
just start,
catch them.
If you no, it's not that. If you start talking about something that says, I want you to pay attention to the situations at hand, eventually it starts to blur you out. It gets boring to them. Now, I'm not, now people can say what they want to, but I'm a firm believer, like you said, I know you're older, so to you that mm-hmm. doesn't make any sense. Like, it's stay awake, but you're thinking about it grammatically incorrect.
Let me tell you what I think about when I say this. If you come to me and tell me to stay woke, I'm not going to listen to nothing you're saying because to me, you don't have enough sense to go around the teacup and find the house.
Your communication.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Jesus knows how to communicate with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, he yelled at me to get off of a ride at Six Flags in a way that I would never think. But that was him. So I'm going to say this. When it says, the whole slogan, stay woke, I know has been a problem for a lot of people. But it's not saying stay awake because you're already awake because you're aware of, like, anything like social injustice or anything. But when it says stay woke, it says don't just look at one aspect of a situation and say you can clearly recognize the wrongdoing in this. It's saying, look, stay woke, like, pay on alert. Be on alert because you have to watch for those things that are subliminally pushed onto you as a form of downgrading you, whether it be by your race, gender, sexuality, any of those things. So that's why the slogan says stay woke. So we're talking about, you want to know why that's effective?
It's
everywhere.
Ask you this. If it's effective, has it brought about any change?
You know, I'm going to say this.
Communication brings change.
You're right, but I'm going to say this. That's something that just started. However, if people stop downgrading everything that comes about when it comes,
mm-hmm.
change can happen. So I'll take it like this. You can stand at a pool or a lake, the water's perfectly still.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a rock, you skip it across the water, and you throw it out there, where it fell, it'll have just that one ripple. But if you look out way beyond it, there are other little ripples. Because somebody somewhere saw that, said, stay woke. What does that mean? They asked the same question you asked.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone who has intelligence explains that to them, that person can change. And if that person can change, whomever they come in contact with can change. That's the ideal for any type of thing that comes about when you say effective communication. Now, you're looking at it from a spiritual point of view.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at it from a common sense point of view.
That's because it's not grammatically correct. Like, for example, jive turkey. Sucker, y'all say that kind of stuff. That's the most retarded thing.
But you said it in a certain environment.
And that's what that is
not,
for.
Wait a minute. It was not nationally put out there on every social media,
there was no social media back then. Y'all social media was Dolomite movies, and I'ma get you sucker.
Either
and
way,
and that's all that's how they
it
talk.
It wasn't on AM, FM, radio. It wasn't on anything that we had. It didn't go global, cause
right,
it was for a particular environment.
Right, and
so once
was
you
for
moved
this.
Out of that environment, no. This,
and
this
let me explain to you why it's for the environment, for this environment. Because now, due to people having social media, I remember when cell phones first came out, you were something like a big deal if you had a camera on your cell phone. Everybody just had the capability to talk, then start shooting texts. And I remember when it used to cost to send a text message. Now that everybody in the world has a camera phone, you know, you can see 6 and 7 year old kids with iPhones taking pictures and recording. Now everything that has been going on forever is now on social media because everybody can record it. So now there is no excuse. See, the thing is, one thing I can say, there is blessings and curses in everything. People don't have the capability to hide so much dirt anymore because there's a camera everywhere. Everywhere. There is nothing you can do in this world that people can't see. For example, I was looking at searching, you know, for something on YouTube. And I ran across a thing where a girl was standing outside of a nightclub in Toronto in her little short skirt and took a poo in her hand and flung it behind the building. Just standing there with her left hand, had a phone scrolling, so people who walked on the little thing, and she was at the corner. It just looked like she's scrolling her phone, but she took a poo, an actual poo in her hand, and threw it behind the thing. Now, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but you now see that there's nothing you can do. This is a firm thing that's saying whatever's done in the dark comes to the light.
Okay,
that's
now,
in all things.
I understand that, but still, we communicate so that we can be heard. And they woke and gonna make me hear you.
That's you.
It's
not meant to captivate you, because you know why? Your age has been through what this age is finally seeing.
And this, except we attack it in the proper manner, it will not make it to my age. You know, you said something a minute ago. You said that about, you were talking about subliminal messages and things and all of this. You don't realize when you settle for something that's not properly done, you knock yourself down without really knowing. And people expect us as a race to talk a certain way, speak a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they label you. And that's how they listen to you.
And so I
and
get that.
People that listen to you are the people that's in a position to make change. See, everybody that's got money can't make change. Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire, but she can't effectively make change. She can't change
it's
nothing.
It's not having to do with money.
No, I'm just saying.
You have to get the ear of the person who does have the power.
That's
so
right.
Let me just say this. You know,
do you think Warren Buffett will listen to that? He's the richest man I know.
But
right
it's
now.
Not for him. That's
but he can make changes.
But it's okay. So you're absolutely correct. But let me tell you the premise for this. So I want you to listen to understand and not listen to reply.
I'm gonna listen. I'm not gonna say I'm understanding.
Anything in a group. So if I okay, let's say everybody that's here in the studio. If I have a complaint and I say, "Oh my God, it's freezing cold in here," no one's gonna. They're gonna be like, "Okay," but no one else is saying they're cold. But if a group of us comes and says, "You know what? It's extremely cold in here," we're more than likely to get the air cut down, right? When it says to stay woke, per se, it's, in other words, telling the younger kids, you know, you have to notice
we
these
un-
things
I know why
and see them. So I personally, I just
why
believe
they're
that,
saying it that way.
Well, okay, my thing is this, and I'm going to tell you the same thing that I said. If you have something you have a problem with and you don't have three solutions, at that point it becomes a complaint. So at this point, if you don't like the term stay woke, what you should do at your age, put something out that people your age will understand.
We
don't complain about what
we understand it. We just don't know why.
I know. What I'm saying is, if you don't like it, come up with something else.
No, if I don't like it, I don't participate in it.
Because, I mean, it's just, it's a matter of, communication is key in all things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a pastor and you have a church full of kids in their 20s, nobody's going to understand the Montgomery bus strike. They can hear about it all day long, but they're not going to understand it.
Wow.
That's just like trying to tell someone.
But that's why we have history.
But that's like trying to tell someone about, you know, let's say a show that was the kind of syndication, like Good Times or something like that. If a child wasn't alive for that, like all the time on social media, you see those things that say, if you don't know what this is, then you're too young to be on this page. Things like that. Things that you know, are now no longer used that we used back then. Like they had a thing with these kids. They gave them a cassette tape and a Walkman. And it took forever for those children to figure out how to use that Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is not just about the mode in which it comes across, It's about making sure the audience you're trying to reach is in a form where they can understand. Because, in other words, it won't be effective. If you are a pastor and you come to a group of young thugs and you, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You better come on to Jesus. They're not going to hear that.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. And let's do this for a week until we get to we have next show. Let's do a survey. And let's survey and see what percentage knows this or effectively participates and what percentage he doesn't. We can do that because we've got to reach a point where our communication is doing better. Another thing. Listen to people. That's why I try not to be opinionated. I try to say things that controversial that will give everybody a thing to say. You know,
a premise to stand on.
Yes, a premise to stand on. Because I've listened to everybody wants to say something, but look at the things that just look at the things that people are saying.
Now I agree with that. I mean, you see some of the most outlandish things, like this. John tell us one day about how the 12 majestic people were some white guys, and how he wasn't talking about disciples either. And he was, I mean, so that's the thing about communication. There's so many depths to communication. It's not just about adhering or listening to anything that any one person says. It's not about that. It's not about, you know, saying, oh, I'm just going to communicate with this group of people. You have a choice, of course, to communicate with whomever you want to. But if you want to, if your people are around or on the same subject, you may have different views. How you entertain or not to entertain whatever that person is saying. And I think a lot of that is choice. However, when it's the other side of communication, the one we're talking about earlier, the angry side. You know, you can get so mad, so ticked off that you're void of any type of real communication. You can't talk a person down. You know, they're just upset. It's just this. So, I mean, it goes both ways. There are so many levels to why communication is faulty, why it's not effective anymore. And really the basis of it is because in all things, whether you're having a generalized debate or you're having a misunderstanding, people tend to listen to reply, not to understand. And that's why. Because at the end of the day, you may not agree with the person. You can understand why someone feels the way they feel or where they're coming from. You may not agree with it, but you can understand.
Yes.
And when you understand a person, that brings about the ability to cope with someone even more.
Or it gives you an opportunity to bring a solution.
Exactly.
Let me say this, and this is why when we speak, we need to be directed to speech. And I firmly believe that God is the one that has to initiate communication. He has to initiate communication. And the reason I say that it's necessary for God to initiate the communication is because he promised that his word will never go out and return void. In other words, it's going to hit its mark. So if I'm speaking what I'm directed by God to speak, I will never have to worry about not being heard.
That's
because
true.
Somebody is going to hear what I
That's
say.
That's true. However, the world does not live in God's arms.
No. And that's not what he's talking about. I'm not talking about living in darkness.
No, what I'm saying is, how can you be directed by somebody you don't know?
If I am, if I'm the one that directs it, then that, you know, you have to. If God is the one directing it, then that's
okay. Well, okay, so. If you're the one directing it, but that's because you know who God is.
Okay,
but you
okay,
take regular Joe Schmo, who doesn't
Joe
know on
Schmo
a basic carnal level.
Okay,
you have to learn how to respect another person's thoughts and what they feel.
But Joe Schmo is going to be the one that the word hits. Bam. Because God is sending it.
Right, but communication just is not about God's word. You have to get a person on a basic level, which it does encompass God, but you can't take God in a big cup. You know, this is my thing. When you're, for example, in customer service, it's like giving the customer a glass of water when they're thirsty. When a person is thirsty, you're going to give them a little water, enough for them to quench their thirst.
Yeah, that's
you're not
going to
take the cup and douse the cup in their face.
That's still scripture.
Okay,
said,
exactly. So you have to
give
start
milk.
On a level that they understand.
Give them milk. And that's what I'm saying. If God sends you, if God gives you a platform to speak, he's going to meet you where you are. He's going to meet those people where they are. He's going to give them that milk. He's going to, where the milk is needed, he's going to give them that meat where the meat is needed. And the thing of it is, it's all God's communication. And when you say God's word, it may just not come out of they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May not be in that context. It may just be somebody saying, wait to move. Wait for your calling. Wait. It's the same thing, just not said in that context. But whatever context is said in, it's the same thing, and it's going to be directed, and it's by God, and it's going to hit where it's supposed to hit. That's what I'm saying. We try to communicate too much, doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing. We want people to, I was listening at a rapper. Why does he spend his days rapping and degrading black women? I just don't, I mean,
okay.
He's a black man. I don't understand that. Can't you rap about something else? I mean, that. But
again, that goes with a gimmick, because that's what sells. That's what sells. So when it boils down to the communication, what it is, it wouldn't be such a big deal if I was listening to it and someone's calling me the B word or the W word. Yes, I said that, that's how you really spell it. And if you call somebody the word or whatever, it's not going to be, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't bother me because you're not talking about me. I conduct myself. That's not what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not that way. So, again, back to communication. Know the part. Know the person you label with. Whatever he's talking about, or whatever the other girl, whomever, whatever they talk about, may not be for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's enough for people to buy the album. And that's what that's about. So they're communicating effectively because the goal they set out to do is get rich based off of the talent. So they did it, and they get rich. It doesn't mean it's degrading. You know, you can say that, but they're not talking about me, because there are people out there like that they talk about. Look, I'll go way back when Tupac said, hey, Brenda's got a baby. You know, I remember I used to rap that song. But it didn't offend me because I was never in a situation like Brenda or the fact that she got a baby. It didn't bother me. But I knew girls in my school. A little girl had a baby at 12 in my class. So it was like it's not like it's unheard of. It's not like the people that they're talking about. That's why it's called effective communication. Effective communication means if you can imprint a thought or mannerism from anyone else, from something that you have thought of, created, or said, that is effective communication. If I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you and I say, you know what, I'm sorry you're going through this hard time, but girl, carpe diem.
Mm-hmm.
That may be nothing to someone else, but if that brings a fire in you that says, you know what, I am. I've been sitting back lackluster too long. you know, you screaming, Tawanda, you running out like fried green tomatoes. You know, you, it seize the day. You're going for it. I effectively communicated to you. That's effective communication.
Effective communication is when I'm telling you something, you act upon it in a manner that it changes your life.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It brings about change.
Yeah, whether change, whether good or bad, it was effective. You look at,
and that's why we have
look
to
at
be
politicians.
Careful.
They know what to say to get people riled up to do what they want.
It's
bad.
Really bad.
The media knows how to project people in our eyes. So that's, they're communicating their bias, but they communicate effectively by changing the way we think.
Yeah.
I can tell you something about somebody, and my communication is effective because you believe what I say.
That is so true.
So
you know,
the changes can be positive or negative.
Or negative. I'll use that. You're absolutely right, Courtney, because I never forget, it was a girl in school with me, and her nickname behind her back was Black Tuna because she really sang. So there were people who didn't know or were not aware that she had an odor because they didn't have gym with her, they had no classes with her. But all it took was for one person who was in a class with her to say, oh my goodness, she smells, her name is Black Tuna. All of a sudden, it was all over the school. And I went to a huge school. And everybody, before a week was up, that Friday, her locker had Black Tuna wrote on it. I mean, it was a bunch of stuff, all based off of one lively person who was like the class clown, and everybody listened to them. They ended up making her school life miserable.
You can listen to it. Communication can be anywhere. Now, when it's ineffective is when there is no change. But change, like you said, making communication brings about change.
And even then, I'm just going to say this. We are so well masked. We have so many other baggages that come along with that. If you tell me something that it really does affect me, and I take that time and I analyze myself, I will cut off my nose and spite my face because I don't want you to know that it was affected.
Yeah,
now
90% of the people do that.
Yeah.
You don't know, they know it's effective, but they won't let you know it's effective, or they will try not to show that you affected them in a way.
Exactly.
That hurt me.
Exactly.
That didn't do it, but it
we
did.
All live with these masks on our faces, and we expect for the world to just adhere to everything that we say. You know, you have the option. That's why social media is, like I said, everything has a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because a lot of things that were not normally seen are now able to be seen because everybody has a camera phone. But it also gives everybody doesn't need a voice, I'll say, because you have to, and look at the pole man walking and shot that poor innocent man, you know, just walking. That's complete ignorance, but social media allowed him that platform to put that out there. But the option that we have on those buttons, it's a lot of things that says delete, skip, block, unfollow.
Yep.
We have options. That's one thing that God kept us with is a choice.
And you have options to do.
And you have a choice to do a lot of things. So, you know, that's why I don't generally get too bogged down when a person says something. They say something stupid.
Even if they say something stupid on, I give a person this thing. If they say something stupid on social media or anything like that, it's them. I like you said, I have a choice if I'm gonna allow them to communicate with me. And guess what? If I don't wanna see it, I get rid of it. Easy as that.
And then I look at the source. I'm being able to affect me by what they say. I look at the source because number one, in order for you to allow the communication from another person's lips to hinder you in some way, you have to think something of them. You have to believe that there is somebody. I don't believe that there is anybody out there better than me.
Well, you know.
So I'm matured to a point where I don't care what you say about me. I'm just going to live and do what I'm supposed to do, what I'm called to do. I'm going to work my purpose in Christ, and if you don't like it, take it up with the man upstairs, because you don't affect me anymore. There's no way. You just don't affect me anymore.
Yeah, but that's you, the majority of the world. When a person, okay, so I'll use the first person everybody knows about their downfall. So, for example, I'll use me. I'll talk about myself. So I'm overweight. There was a time in my life when if someone called me fat, that tore me to the core. That tore me to the core, and that's because I felt fat. Like, I felt I was uncomfortable in my own skin.
Mm-hmm.
I was uncomfortable in my own skin, so if someone else called me fat, that affected me.
See, that's
because that was deep down
maturity.
In me.
I had to be mature. It's
correct. But if I had dealt with, the thing is, in all situations, you feel differently about subjects if you analyze yourself.
Okay. So maturity has a lot to do with how we communicate and our form of communication. So, you know, this is one thing. We have to know, you know, a lot of people mess up relationships because of their inability to communicate.
Yes, I just told you, people talk to another person to get their point across. People listen to reply. They don't listen to understand. And believe it or not, what makes you tick may not make me tick. So in order to understand where I'm coming from, you have to listen to me and understand where I am coming from, and I'm going to have to listen to you and understand where you're coming from, and we meet somewhere in the middle. But you can't just, I think in life too much, and I felt this way most of my life, we disregard what others feel too many times. Like, I'm not talking about who ran you over or did something dirty. I'm talking about just basic people. If I come to you and I say, you know, Courtney threw Roseanne at me, and that really hurt me. Well, everybody else might be like, that's retarded. You know, she's upset about a rubber band. You never know. I could have fallen in the rubber band maker when I was little and suffocated almost to death. And they had to cut rubber bands off my face and eyes and hands. That it could have happened. You don't know that. So before we dismiss another person's feelings, and I think another thing we need to do is be cognizant of what we say to somebody. Now, me, I know I have a problem with that. At that point, if I say anything to anybody out the way, at that point, I really don't care.
But you should never get to that point.
What I'm saying to you, deal with it, and I know you're going to come back, and I really don't care.
But
anybody else, I'm very cognizant of what I say. Like, it's so many people I could have rubbed down, honey, when
you
I said,
like,
stop their little feelings. Because you can see how to hurt somebody. But I didn't because I said, okay, you know what, let me see you fail.
And again, I say, wherever there's a void of Christ, that's where we have all of this conflict. You know, the scripture says, Miss Shannon, how can you and I walk together except we agree? You know, we started trying to stick together, trying to be friends, trying to do this. We can't agree. So why are we sticking? Why are we trying to cover that?
Exactly.
Move on.
Or somebody needs to listen sometimes.
Or sometimes, you know, just move on.
Sometimes you gotta listen.
Sometimes you gotta move on. Sometimes you just have to.
No,
move.
That
you
is true. You can't keep arguing about it.
Yeah, I refuse. I'm just gonna walk away from you. You're just standing there by yourself.
Thank God, we move on.
Floppy, just go on, floppy, lips. Keep on. But you know, we got it to the point where communication. And you know what? It's not so much, I believe, as what we say, as to how we say it. You know, we have to learn how to talk to somebody. People have feelings, and you just walk up and just
say the other day. I made this because I know I had a thing at church where we had clapback season at church. And not the sense that you guys are thinking about where you up talking about the sisters, the brothers in church, but you say something about yourself and what you do, and the clapback came from the word of God on how to correct you. And I have a problem with that. I do. I just feel like if you've done so much stuff and really, and it's not like I don't try to communicate. Like, I'll give people the benefit. Hey, why don't you do this?
But you give the benefit.
Oh, hey,
you
why don't
you do this? Give people the benefit in your finite.
Okay, so for example, let me just say this. If you come to my house and I say, you know what, I really hate when you leave stuff on my counter in my kitchen. I don't mind you going and eating and eat, but I like to keep a clean kitchen. So if you don't, wouldn't mind, if you could please wash behind yourself and clean up the kitchen. They, oh, okay, I didn't know. See, they're aware now.
Mm-hmm.
They're aware. But if you keep 2 weeks pass and every night I'm cleaning up my own kitchen, you don't left your stuff in there, mm-hmm. then I'm going to have a problem. Then all bets are off.
You got to
bring
everybody at your house.
Amen. That's why I like the shout right there.
Yeah, why are they at your house?
I put your word, your house. Your house is where you live.
People don't understand. People effective communication. Everybody has a heart. Everybody has a heart. Everybody has something that they have to be in tune with. And if you don't be aware of what you say and how you say it to people, you could end up damaging somebody. So we just have to be able to understand what you say and how you say it, how it makes you look. So what else you got to say, sister? Gordon. Yeah, how we communicate effectively. Now, I know we talked about effectively, but are we aware of how we talk to people?
Not all the time.
But you should be.
That's emotions,
our responsibility.
Our emotions get the best of us, but what we do is, I don't think people understand the modes of communication, the ways you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always communicating with vocal. I communicate with touch.
Yeah.
I communicate with sight. You know, I communicate with body language. And then when you get to the vocal, what tones am I? Because if I talk like this,
yeah,
my communication is going to go rough. My communication is something else. So, really, people have to understand that the modes of communication,
collective tone,
so that we can be able to have a good set of a good communication between each other. Because if you mistake what I said, then we could have a problem. We could have problems, and if the problem can lead to a disagreement, or it can lead to a fight, or it can lead to a misunderstanding.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So,
if it leads to a fight or misunderstanding, then it's not an effective form of communication.
It's negatively affected.
Yes.
So we're looking for positive.
Yes, we don't want to be misinterpreted.
I understand what you're saying. You understand what I'm saying. Together we can come to a
middle
ground.
And if you ever said something and it came off the wrong, the other person received it the wrong way,
then you have to break it down to the lowest common denominator, like 4/6. If we break down 4/6,
we're going to get 2/3.
So we're going to get 2/3. Mm-hmm. So our communication is like that. It's giving me a 4/6, and you take it wrong. I'm like, hold on. Let me break it down. I didn't mean it that way. This is what I said. But perhaps you took it wrong because my voice was raised. But my voice was raised because I was in a place that was noisy, and I didn't know if you could hear me.
That's where that understanding has to come in.
Our communication comes in handy. But on the other hand, when I can sit, the way I cross my legs, the way I look at you, the way I look at you in your eyes, the way I touch your hand or touch your elbow, whatever, the way I touch you, it's effective. It can be a communication that's effective. It'll let me know that you love me. It'll let you know that you're mad at me, because if I try to and you slap my hand away from you, then I know you really don't care for me. But if I hug you and I feel, then I know that you have love for me. Things like that. So basically, our communication needs to be not only, you know, like I said before, basically what I said before is that we need to worry about vocals, and we really need to be worrying about everything, not just vocals. And if we do that, then it'll be a better, we'll be in a better place. We shouldn't have to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. We really shouldn't. You have to get to the point where if you're to have effective communication, your responsibility, you have to take responsibility for your position. And your position is to communicate with an understanding. So once that understanding is out there, you have to understand it, then you are effective. Anytime you can initiate change, your communication is effective.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, we have to come about to that point. Like I said, I'm going to give everybody our email address again. And I want to start something on this show. We're going to do this once a week. I'm going to start something on this show. If you email me with a topic that you really believe needs to be discussed or needs to be, you email me with a topic and we have this drawing once a week, and we draw your topic. Whenever we put yours on the blog talk, you're going to get a $10 gift card that you can spend anywhere. Now, we're starting it out a little, but as we get sponsors and as our sponsors grow, we will increase from our $10 gift card. Okay? So that's what I want everybody to understand. Your $10 gift card, if we should pull your email. So send it to letstalktruth333@gmail.com. That's let's without the apostrophe, letstalktruth333 @gmail.com. I'm going to ask everybody to, and then not only if you just want to say, I don't agree with anything you said on show number so-and-so-and-so or the show that this, feel free to do that too. We'll entertain it. We'll talk about it. We'll do whatever, because we are obligated to say let's talk truth. We want to find a positive solution to everything that we discuss. We never want you to leave one of our discussions without having a positive solution for everything that we've talked about. And we've talked about our responsibility to effective communication. And communication is any positive reaction that you have that brings about a positive change in anything you do, then we consider that effective communication. However, there are effective negatives, a negative side of it too, but we don't want to deal with the negativity. It's just that when you look at all of the things that's going on in society today, there's too much rage in everything that we do. Anywhere you go, you find rage on the job, at the bus stop, on the freeway, at church. Everything is rage in everything that we do. And this is something that we've got to get a handle on, because I promise you, if you don't, this is how people end up getting hurt. People end up invite, and it tears down relationships and communication, and it tears down relationships in every aspect, in your personal relationship, your spouse, your siblings, your anything personal, your boyfriend, girlfriend. Then you get down to your professional side. There are a lot of people you lose business by not effective communication. You find people who say, well, I thought you said this, or you misadvertised this. That's because of your inability to communicate. So this is what we're going to talk about and go straight from there, from now on. And I want to thank everybody that was in the studio today. I want to thank Courtney and Shannon, Rima, and I want to ask if anybody... I'm going to ask each of you, if you want to give us a little positive communication output till we go out. I think we have like 2 minutes left. But anything you want to say to the people as far as encouraging them to be effective in their communication in whatever aspect they're in.
Okay. Listen with it. Before you think about whatever someone is saying. Also, I want to know, since we almost out, what's on the horizon for you? You already got your book out. Are you planning on any other books? Or,
yes, I do have
anything like that, or movements or something.
I did the first volume one of my book. And I'm working on volume two. However, I was stopped, I believe, by the Holy Spirit in order to write another book. So I'm in the process of writing a book now, and I'm almost finished with the book. I'm just trying to do my cover promotion, and as soon as I get my cover, I don't want to reveal to anybody what the book is about, but it's a very controversial book that I believe everyone will want to listen to, because it's actually talking about how people are treated in certain positions.
So we're looking for
September, October. I say October. One book should be out.
All right. So you heard it here. Look for a book from our host. If you don't have the other book, what's the name of your book?
It's From the Well of My Heart, Springs Oceans of Inspiration. You can get it through Amazon.com. It's my name in Lois Bullock. It'll come up on Amazon.com. And we have 10 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for being in the studio, those of you that called in. And just say this. We are saying good night to you, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.